Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and tuck everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
It is episode 362, and now that I've made Diana go, "Dear God, why?" for accessibility, let's do a knitting podcast. Happy birthday to Diana. We were recording on the Monday. It is actually her birthday. I am now officially 41 as of yesterday. Diana is now officially 33.
Yeah, I think that maths.
What's
It's
9
2024,
minus
right?
41?
Well, it's one less than the year, so it's 2024. So yeah, 33.
33. You've reached that point where you've forgotten your own age. This is a good sign. You're into your 30s.
Well, it's stopped mattering, you know?
All right. I have a metric ton of projects to talk about this week because I did a birthday cast on extravaganza. Mostly because I have the cast-on-itis bug at the moment, and it's my birthday month, so why the heck not? And we just did a whip sprint because you are off to do some dance competing at the end of the month. So I got my basics, my staples, right? Like I wear socks, my Find Your Fade went out for Warhammer yesterday at my birthday brunch, like my, you know, the usual suspects. I do have yarn on the go, but I have 7 projects.
My yarn has not gone, and pretty much all I've been wearing is my latest cocoon cardigan,
Okay.
the yellow, brown, and gray one. It has absolutely replaced every other sweater I own as the around the house sweater. I love
Okay.
it so much.
Which case then, I enjoy my cup of coffee in a mason jar, because my mom got me a milk frother for my birthday. So I am now doing brown sugar coffee foam
Oh,
with my
it's not the
instant
thing that I'm
coffee.
drinking right now, but you just reminded me. My parents got me hot chocolate for my birthday. They
Oh
sent
yeah,
it in
the
the mail,
dinosaur. Yeah.
but it came in this ridiculous dinosaur tin. It's like a dancing T-Rex.
Is the hot chocolate any good? Because that's the part I care about.
It's a white hot chocolate that turns green when you add water.
Oh my God.
It's just like a nice light
White
white
hot
hot
chocolate?
chocolate, not
Okay.
overly sweet. Yeah, so it's perfectly
Good.
good. And
Good.
the green that it turns, you know, my dinosaur mug, how it's
Oh
green
my
on the inside,
God.
it
It's
turns
that green?
precisely that shade of green. It's that green,
That's green.
which is pretty close to the green of this box actually, but I think this is going to become my Notions box
Absolutely. It better.
because I needed a new Notions box. It's currently spread across like 2.5 bags because it didn't quite all fit in one, but I think everything will fit in this, so I
Okay,
think this is
good.
my new Notions box.
Hey, listen, I'm putting a scoop of instant coffee, decaf, guys, a scoop of brown sugar, a quarter cup of water using my milk frother to turn that all into coffee foam, and then filling the rest of the mason jar up with soy milk or oat milk or almond milk, like whatever cold milk I happen to have in the fridge. And I don't do dairy milks, so it's a non-dairy milk. And then drinking it. This is as fancy as coffee gets in this house.
Honestly, they're quite fancy.
And it's quite fancy. And it takes the same amount, like once I start cooking, whatever it is I'm cooking on in the microwave or on the stovetop, right? You've got that downtime where you're not supposed to touch things. I let them cook. That's when I'm making this. That's when I'm making it. Like when I was waiting for my tofu to do the tofu things in the skillet pan, that's when I made this before lunch today. So not hard, but I do like it in the mason jars, though. Drink it out of a
The
mason
mason
jar
jar is a
again.
vibe. I like it.
It is a serious vibe that I've fallen hardcore into. May actually have to buy mason jars strictly to use as liquid containers. Mostly because I really should put these back into use where they're supposed to be. Maybe that's what I need. I need drinking mason jars with handles. That's what I need.
Yes.
All right. But yeah, that's what I'm drinking, and we got 7 projects, and I don't have enough coffee to make it all the way to the end. What are you drinking?
I am drinking my regular coffee. Let me finish that stitch. I'm drinking my regular cappuccino latte thing in my mushroom cup.
Ooh, lovely.
I do love this cup. It looks, it just, it's
Mushroom
so delightful. It brings
cup.
me joy every single time.
Yes, it was a good purchase. Oh, hey. I don't know if any of my outside sounds are going to be picked up by my microphone. I'm sorry if they are. I'm not going to do anything to adjust it. It's 7 degrees here today. It's warm and I have steam heat, so all of the windows, they be open. I, in fact, left Phaedra napping on the bed, stretched out in full sun cat pose, right in front of the cool
Oh.
air coming in from the window. And
Oh, she's living her best life.
I was distinctly meowed at and told off for being in the bedroom while she was trying to live her best cat life. So I was officially evicted from my own bedroom for the next little bit. So,
Yeah.
okay.
You've been told.
I have been informed that I am not welcome. Shall I talk about the fun stuff? You only have how many things? Four things? Three
I only
things? Five
have
things?
one, two, I have three things and an acquisition.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to go for a while then. Shall we start with the fun news
Yeah,
or
let's
the
have it. What's
finishes?
fun? Oh, but they're both so fun.
I know.
Ah.
Decisions, make some choices.
Fun things.
Fun
Fun things
things?
and then finishes.
Okay. For a while, people have been asking if I would ever talk about going blind, sewing, doing a handmade house, or doing tutorials and items. And I've always said that I will never do a sewing or sewing tutorial, never do a knitting tutorial because I am a left-handed knitter who just knits right-handed. Like I just pretend I knit right-handed, so all of my stuff is inside out and backwards. I am not a good person to learn knitting from. It is, in fact, why Diana does all of the Tip Tuesday stuff, because I am backwards.
It's an exciting time if we want to both knit on the same thing.
It is so, and it's fine, but it does mean that would be bad. Crochet wise, absolutely, because crochet can be left or right sided, and it's much easier to teach for me. So I have fully finished filming the first tutorial for some crochet granny, not granny squares. These are just crochet quilt blocks. I saw this wonderful sewn stripe quilt block pattern on YouTube, because of course I watch sewing tutorials and stuff. So I made
As you
a
do.
crochet version, as I do. And I was super smart, and I filmed it, and I recorded everything. And now I just need to take some finished photos, which required me to wash and block these bad boys. So I have finished measurements, and then I can put it up on my very own YouTube channel. Why? Because I've got one I'm not doing anything with. So that's where I'm going to stick the crochet tutorials and this hand sewing crafts and, meal prep, like just me, just my life and going blind. That's where I'm going to stick all that stuff. So these two guys are done. I did them this week. Yes, while I was casting everything else on.
As you
All of
do.
this is literally how I'm using up my scraps. So my wool scraps. So this is all wool. Are going into quilt block squares, crocheted versions of sewn quilt blocks. Then it's going to make one heck of a haphazard bedspread when I sew all of these together.
Nice.
So there's
It's
that.
gonna look so good.
It looks so good.
Come here, Stitch.
All right. I gotta keep going.
You do, because you got stuff. Stuff and things. That'll be that'll
Stuff
be
and
me
things?
next week. I'll just
Stuff
cast
and
on all the
things?
things.
Absolutely. I thoroughly endorse it. It was a delightful week. All right. I got a couple FOs. Got a couple FOs. During whip
Okay, what do we got?
sprints, the very first whip sprint, Diana struggled with purchasing.
I did. We got there in the end.
I sewed the final remaining seam on a sweater. So we're all woven in. We need a bath. I wasn't going to give it a bath yesterday because we're recording today and this is a worsted weight acrylic. It's going to take more than 12 hours to dry.
Yes.
We need a wash and a block, but I sewed one seam. I mean, it was a long side seam, but it was one seam in 25 minutes. With change, I had some leftover minutes to spare. So that means it only took me like an hour and a half to sew the whole sweater together.
That's not bad.
Because if you break that down, it's just under 25 minutes per side seam, which means it'll be just over 25 minutes for the neckband. And then I have a couple minutes for the shoulder seams, which wouldn't have taken more than 5 or 10 minutes anyway. So yeah, I'm like an hour and a half to sew the whole thing together. That's not bad for a sweater. So I have a finished cardigan design. It doesn't have a name yet, guys. I know what inspired it. So I'm gonna have to sit and ponder for a touch of a moment, but I got a sweater.
It's so pretty.
It's very red. It is designed to have holes in it in the right places. Them artful holes.
Them's the artful holes.
Them's the artful holes. And it's a fairly basic crochet cardigan design, so it's a drop down seamed five piece sort of creation. I like it. It's a good entry point for me for designing because it's an established shape that I know how to make. And now I can, mess with everything because that's exactly what you do when you design things, you start messing with things. So it needs a name. The pattern is written, but she needs a name. And this bad boy needs a wash and a block is what she needs. So done. I made it out of the satisfying thunk when it hit the ground. I made it out of a ball and about a ball and a half a pound of love at my size. So not even that bad. Two balls a
No.
pound of love, that's what, $40 per ball. So it was less than $80 to make the sweater. So a very budget-friendly sweater if you buy budget-friendly yarns. So there we go.
Nice.
That was very good.
You certainly like that.
And other completion news. My God, this also needs a wash and a block. So like there's hair in it. It's driving me bonkers.
There's hair in all my finishes.
I finally finished my Endless Summer Adventure shawl. It's done.
Woo!
It's done. There's no needles. She needs a walk. She needs an aggressive block. She needs her
She's a little
ends.
ruffly.
She's a little ruffly. We need some straightening.
Off the needles, that's awesome.
But we're off the needles. And I'm not attaching the, not pom poms, tassels. I'm not attaching the tassels till she's washed and blocked because I hate washing tassels. I love
The
tassels.
tassels
I
take forever to
hate
dry, too.
washing. Oh yeah, they absolutely do. So this needs a wash and a block. This was made out of three balls of Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co.'s 32nd birthday colorway in the Buttercup DK base. So this is a DK white sweater. And I ended up too, because the gauge is meant to be extraordinarily loose and drapey, it is on a 6 millimeter needle for me, which would be like a 5 millimeter for most people. But I'm done. So I have two items to wash and block. It's a good thing. Tomorrow is laundry day. Yeah. Well, I don't need to aggressively block the sweater. I need to pin the sweater out into sweater shape. I need to block the shawl. And it's all garter and eyelet lace. So like that, she's gonna grow.
Do you have space for that?
No. I haven't figured out how I'm technically not true. I'm going to behind here, which you guys can't see, is I have a drying rack for drying things. So I'm actually gonna square out the sweater, which is what I call it. It's just blocking it out gently, and putting it on a mat. And I'm gonna put it up high so Phaedra can't get on it and lie on it. One of these days she's gonna chew on a pin and break a tooth. Like I'm very worried about it. But the shawl, I think I'm gonna end up stretching it out, and then I'm gonna probably end up leaning it off the floor because my floor space is quite limited. So leaning it on an angle so that it leans against my, literally by the time I'm done, probably the freezer and the fireplace right up to the chair in the living room. Like I'm gonna consume at least two-thirds of one wall leaning. But I can do that on one side of the living room, and that's fine. It'll just be awkward if it's not fully dry. And like Mr. B comes over and we play kill team this week, like we want to, because that'll technically will be right where his chair would sit, and I'm gonna make him sit somewhere else, because my shawl will be drying. It's not the weirdest
Gotta make
request I've ever
sacrifices for
made.
the art.
It's not the weirdest request I'll have ever made at him, so he'll just blink and adjust. But I will get the look of, really? I will get the man look of what now, because it's not his hobby. But I mean, I've had to wait to start phone conversations where he's called me because he's dealing with just a little bit of leftover green stuff, which requires his full concentration because it's just dead air. Like I will pick up the phone and I'll go, hello, and he'll be like, oh, just a second, I'm dealing with green stuff. And my brain's like, why didn't you just call me when you were done? But okay. I will sit here quietly and wait in silence because I don't know why you phoned. you know.
To hang out in silence.
It's
You
usually
know,
just a
that's
hangout.
sometimes what you need one a day.
Yeah, sometimes it's just he wants company while he's crafting, and that's fine. I just need to know the parameters to which this conversation is going to go. Like, can I keep working on whatever it was I was working on when I answered my phone, or do I need to stop and like give it a full attention? Or is this one of those you just want company but you don't want people in your space sort of situations, you know? So until I have parameters, I don't know what I'm doing. Hang in limbo. Nine times out of ten, it's he wants to hang out when he doesn't want people in his space. So like I'm free to go back to hand sewing or knitting or whatever I was working on. Cleaning. He doesn't care. He just wants a voice to talk to. Which is fine. However, that makes three projects in succession for me. And well, technically I have four more to go. You should go.
I should probably go. Okay. Do we want the new thing or do we want an old thing?
Oh, new thing, obviously.
New thing, obviously. Okay. I started on that pair of crochet pants that was not the one everybody voted for. So the one everybody voted for was the secret project for the craft off, so that's happening
It's
in the background.
pants. I
It's
just,
pants.
I love the title so much. It's pants.
Now that I've some mild spoilers, but now that I've started on It's Pants,
Yeah.
the pattern really only covers like shorts basically, and then you're on your own to do the legs however long you want.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit tempted to just stop at shorts and have like crochet hot pants.
To go with your crochet crop top. I will then insist that you move to a trailer park. But yes, I highly endorse this. You know what? You don't even have to
Anyway.
move to a trailer park. We'll just go visit my mom and dad who live in a trailer. It's a beautiful trailer. But we will simply borrow the trailer park aesthetic from their front and get photos because I feel like that needs to happen
My
for all
crochet
of the
hot
really
pants.
bad tropes. Why? Because I grew up in a time when Trailer Park Boys was a thing. That's why.
Anyway, that would be a photo shoot.
Oh my God, wouldn't it though? Tongue in cheek
Anyway,
all the
that's
way.
not what I'm talking about right now. From the thumbnail, I was holding up my limp remains of a Karen Anniversary cake because I used the rest of it to make a sweater.
It's true, you did.
But then I cast on the lounge pants. So
Ooh.
this is the waistband.
Yes.
And I started these during whip sprints, and I started the wrong size, and I was going to have like 8 inches of extra room, which is going to be too much extra room. So I had to rip that all out and start again.
That's
And
fine.
so now I'm ever so slightly farther. I think I'm one round farther than I was before.
That's okay. Those look like a much better size for you.
Yes, they do. Treble crochets in bulky weight yarn
So vast.
go so fast.
So vast.
And
So
this yarn's
good.
just gonna nicely stripe itself, so like it just like
Beautiful.
randomly changes.
Oh, I love
So
it.
these are gonna be a look, and
You're
they're gonna
gonna
go with the
wear them
sweater,
with your
and I'm
matching
gonna be
bulky
so
sweater.
cozy.
People are not wrong with the 70s full-on jogger suit look that you are gonna rock when you are finished.
I'm gonna rock this suit. It's gonna be amazing.
Something
Because
else.
I'm using a bigger hook
Ooh.
than the pattern calls for, I think I'm still gonna have to wear like shorts or something underneath it, because like this treble crochet here is like
Yeah, you're
you can
not
see
tight
through
enough.
that.
Yeah, it's not a tight
Yeah.
enough gauge. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because the pattern's calling for like an 8 or a 9 millimeter hook, and I have sevens and I have tens. I don't have any eights or nines.
Well, that's okay. Now
All
you
of
know
my
if you need
sets go
to.
from 7 to 10.
It just means you know you need to go pick up an eight and a nine.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I used a 10 on the sweater and I like the fabric, so I'll just use a 10 and wear shorts underneath and it's fine.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Also, I was probably going to wear shorts underneath them anyway because crochet is just a little bit more holy than, unless you're doing like solid single crochet, like really tightly, it's a little bit airier than I would like in the posterior region, you know?
Yes.
I don't need quite that much ventilation.
That's totally fair.
Anyway,
Okay.
so these are going to be textured lounge pants, sort of like jogger style, but with bold textural designs, and then they
Oh,
will self-stripe
textures. All
into
right.
yellows and grays and browns.
I have just randomly, arbitrarily made a decision.
Okay. Anyway, that's where that's at. I've done a whole 3 rounds.
I'm
Well,
gonna.
I mean, I've done 3 rounds twice.
Okay, that's fine. But you did them.
But I did them. So that's where that's at, and I'm enjoying these thoroughly, and I'm very excited about it.
So am I.
They're supposed to be elastic in the waistband, but I think I'm just gonna chain a bunch of stitches and make a like drawstring because I can't be bothered to sew in elastic.
That's fair.
I have elastic, I just can't be bothered. I'm just gonna make a drawstring.
Make a drawstring. All right. Things and stuff. Stuff and
Stuff
things.
and things. Let's have your things.
Amidst the wild abandon of Castanitis that I suffered last week, and if we're honest, a little bit this week, I might still keep casting on. People can't stop me. I started what is known pattern name-wise as Fiddly Bits. It's like a double triple wrap tubular cowl. It's a very long tube sewn together into a cowl shape, which is very Jocelyn Spring cowl vibey, right? And it uses bits and pieces. Yes, I want to use up my scraps. I want to get rid of more stash and more single skeins that I have, right? So I did my first chunk, which is striped beautifully. Look at that. Super good.
It looks great.
I pulled up ye old friend of mine, Pi, the number sequence, because I'm not using 5 grams or 10 grams or 15 grams. I don't keep that yarn. I get rid of it. I have skeins that are 60 grams to 70 grams. They're not full skeins, but I've used chunks of them, right? And that's what I'm going to use. So I decided to use the Pi number sequence to tell me when to change colors. That way I don't need to think about it. I just do as instructed. Beautiful, right? This yarn, this color two, has now broken 4 times. Absolutely not.
Oof.
I'm going to literally pull the needles out, pitch all of this, and cast on again right now. I don't know
Oh.
the names of the colorways because they're all scrap yarns that I've had for a very long time. But I'm not happy. I'm not enjoying that color. I'm not ripping back. I'm not saving this yarn. I just no, not for 3 inches of fingering weight yarn. And I can't pick up fingering weight yarn. So we're going to try again because it is quite a
Well.
relaxing knit. So I'm absolutely going to continue with it. But I've also pitched that entire ball of yarn because I don't care. I don't like it. And it keeps snapping and breaking, which is probably why I didn't finish crafting with it in the first place. And we're done. It's out of my life. I'm done,
Yeah,
guys.
well, get rid of that. Don't need
I'm
that
not
in your life.
keeping things that make me not happy. I'm not keeping things that are difficult to work with. And I don't care if that means I don't use things as at the best or keep it just because, like, I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. However, it means I have a free needle and I'm going to cast on right now. I'm just going to cast it on. I know how many stitches it is, and it's literally a tube in the round and stockinette. How perfect is that for traveling, for D&D
Yeah.
nights? Like, I
Do it
need
up.
this in my life, and when I'm done, I will have a fantastic wild color cowl to wear. And I don't have a lot of cowls in my life. I do like the double triple wrap cowls. The smaller ones I will make, but I tend to make them in a thicker weight yarn because I don't like them in the spring. I like to wear them in the winter when they're that close. But the super drapey skinny scarf cowl look, oh, that I wear a lot. I like that look. So here we go. Let's cast on 96 stitches. This pattern's free, so I can just occur to me, I can just say it. It's a free pattern.
Yeah.
So, do I remember who did it? No, because I would be a great podcaster if that was the case. And I do not. It's on a 4 millimeter. You know what I wish I had? I wish I had more of those short 4 millimeter cords. Because I have two 16-inch 4 millimeter cords. So, like, it's a 4 millimeter needle on a 16-inch cord. And I have two of them. And boy, it would be handy to have a couple more in the 4 millimeter at the 16-inch and like two at the 5 millimeter at the 16-inch. So that I could just knit in the round instead of magic loop on a couple of things. I just don't have them in my collection. And it's because I can't use interchangeables, it isn't just a matter of buying new cords of the shorter size. Like, I'm committing to a whole other pair of needles.
Yeah.
And well, yes, I could. I have birthday money from my grandpa. I also really need to replace my Instant Pot lid. Like, there's some other things that really need to come before more knitting needles. Having said that, yeah, I really want new knitting needles. I've also had to delay buying the stuff I need to make a crochet vintage purse, which includes trying beading and getting antique steel crochet hooks and split needles to pick up beads for easy threading and stuff. So like I have a whole wish list of weird little things on Amazon that I just keep delaying. Might be time to find a new income somewhere. But I'm going to count six, seven. Why don't you go through one of your projects?
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna talk about. We're doing a little long. Back in December, we casted on library-themed sweaters.
True, we did.
We are doing literally the librarian. I'm doing the pullover version. Jocelyn's doing the cardigan version. By Skeindeer Knits. And it's got this lovely, if I can get the lighting just right, it's got this lovely diamond texture, latticey diamondy texture. And I did a couple of rows. I'm making so much progress. Remember when we said this was going to be a race? We're racing so well.
We are racing well. What I pick up, you get stressed.
Anyway, so that's slowly happening. I have now officially finished a whole diamond.
Oh, good.
It's taken me like 3 weeks. And it sits here on my desk staring me down every day. And then I work on crochet pants instead. But it's going to be lovely when it's not covered in my own hair. There we go. I'm making this out of some glorious DK tweed from Dragon Horde. Oh my gosh. Designs is her patterns. Dragon Horde Yarns is the yarns, because that makes sense. And the colorway is cinnamon apricot spice. It's a reddish brown with little various shades of beige, little neps. Neps? Noops. Neps. Nips? No. Not that.
Even break count on my numbers.
The little
Look,
tweety
cast
bits.
on
They have a name. I couldn't remember it. And I just said all of the vaguely related words and.
it. I cast on in this multicolored white to blue variegated this time.
Ooh. Oh, I
Still
like that.
no
Those are
idea.
very you colors.
They're very me colors. I just have no idea. And you know what? When I see Erin, she'll probably be like, oh yeah, that one's mine and that one's mine, but that one's not mine. Like she'll know right away. I have no idea. I am not the right human for these questions. I have a cast on edge again.
Anyway, that was my thing. The librarian is ongoing.
Which is good because at some point I'm going to pick mine up and then the race is on.
I have a notion. This just popped in my head. I have a notion for making a black lacy maxi skirt for summer,
Yeah.
like designing one. And since this is going to be a cropped thing, and I could potentially make it with short sleeves, that could potentially look really good with a black lacy maxi skirt.
No,
And
you're
be
absolutely right.
springy.
It would be. I'm going
Oh, I'm
to
gonna just figure out my spring cast on.
insert a word here.
A word.
Cones.
Cones? Like
Holst.
ice cream?
No, Holst yarn.
Holst. Okay.
Holst, which is a beautiful single ply, almost lace weight yarn, sells in the cone. And
Oh,
if you're thinking
that's.
a maxi skirt, I'm thinking cone.
Yeah.
Now,
Also,
little
this is a
red.
design, so I'm gonna have to rip back many times.
So if you've got a cone and you end up sacrificing some of the yarn, it's not the end of the world. Or you make a knee-length version and then a full, like you've got space to play if you buy a couple of cones and they have beautiful color ranges. And quite honestly, just order. I mean, Little Red Mitten has holes and they carry a lot of colors in the balls, not so much the cones, but it does mean fewer joins.
I like this plan.
So
Cones.
cones. I'm just going to insert
Cones.
the
Good
word
word.
here. Good word. Also,
Cones.
Holst, there's a silk wool blend and a cotton wool blend. And if you're thinking spring summery, I'm thinking silk wool or cotton wool blend.
Hold up. Let me just. These are
Just
such good
saying.
ideas. Let me open a tab. Let me
Saying.
literally open a tab.
I'm just gonna put that out there into the
Holst
universe.
yarn.
We might have to
Holst.
do a Holst yarn order.
Yes. Let me put this. Oh, they don't list it in Canadian dollars. Okay, but I can at least have the website in English.
Have the
Yes,
website. I'm
you're
sure we can do
right.
the math. We can do the
You're
math.
right. They have some gorgeous
Yeah.
super dark grays, super dark purples. Oh, super dark purple might also be good. Oh, okay.
Jocelyn's not.
Wool
Every once in a while, a good
silk.
idea comes out of my brain. There's like one a day, and that's it, and
Oh,
you
the
can
wool
have
silk is
it.
called Raven. Oh, that's really perfect.
What was I doing? I was going to talk about a thing that I was doing. Let's talk
Yeah,
about
your
our
turn.
Jocelyn projects. Why won't you come out of the yarn bowl? Why are you being difficult, jerk? Okay. Another cast on. It was a cast on week. I have no regrets. None. I'm so happy. I love birthday cast on. I should just start calling it the birthday cast on month and just cast on whatever I'm in the mood for. That's what I should do. All right. It has taken me a long time to figure out how to use this linen. Now, I could have gone down a needle size and knit it because it's very different from wool. I don't think it's worse than wool. I don't think it's better than wool. I don't think it's worse or better than cotton. I think it's its own thing and it has its own life to it. But when I hold the two strands of linen double, one's a dark blue, one's a dark gray. So you get this beautiful, super moody, storm, cloudy, summer night sky kind of look to it. Like when you know the sun hasn't set, but it looks like the sun has set because it's that stormy. Like that kind of stormy. And I am making the spring mesh sweater, holding two of these linen double because A, it's a spring sweater. And B, literally linen at worsted weight is still, this is still lighter than any cotton at a DK or wool at a DK. So I'm not
Looks
worried.
great.
Also, it's just nothing but holes. It's artisanal triangular crochet holes.
Nice.
So this counts as a lace for the lace challenge for the month for Fiber Friends for February. February, March? What month are we in? We're in March.
We're in March.
And it's
That whole birthday
crochet,
thing.
the whole birthday thing. It's a free crochet pattern from Hey Crochet with Carrie, who is among our top favorite crochet designers. And I have made this slightly 80s style oversized, so I am doing the proper 52-inch bust for me, so that there will be definitive space between my cami, because I'm obviously not wearing a truly lace sweater with nothing on underneath it. There will be a cami on underneath it. But I will be able to wear this tossed over a camisole with, like, say, my capris in the summer. For, say, events like bigger Saskatchewan that I'm going to with Erin in June, or the Blue Hills Fiber Festival in June.
I like this. I like it a lot.
So I'm very excited. Also, this is. This is not a lot of work. And I have, oh heavens, I have 6 inches. I have over 6 inches done already.
Crochet grows so fast. I love it.
Grows so fast. It's beautiful. I'm quite happy. I'm quite ecstatic. I have wanted the spring mesh sweater for a while. I've been trying to find the right yarn to work with it, and I think I've done it finally to suit what I want. So I'm very excited. And I know linen gets softer after you've washed it, and this is already kind of soft and drapey. So can you imagine after I've bathed this bad boy? She's just gonna
Oh, it's
drape
going to be
like
gorgeous.
crazy. Hence the slightly oversized, because it's gonna conform to the body because it's not gonna have any structure on its own. So super stoked. I need to make two panels. This is the start of panel A. It's a drop shoulder crochet, five piece work. Once the shoulders are done and the tops of the shoulders are seamed, or sorry, front and back panels are done, and the tops of my shoulders, boy, do I ever not want to say that word correctly, are seamed, I can then toss this bad boy on and figure out how long I need to make the sleeves. And from there, I'll figure out how much yarn I have left. And I will either make short sleeves or long sleeves, depending on how much linen I have left to work with. Because quite frankly, this will look good as an elbow length sleeve. This will look good as a full length sleeve. Not worried. I have like 450 gram balls plus extra for each panel. And this is, I'm just finishing the first 50 grams. And I have over 6 inches of body, plus ribbing. So
Lace is
I'm
so good. I
so
love it.
good. So I'm
Crochet
so
lace
good.
is just
So
awesome.
nice. So I'm going to continue working on that because this has been my current, this is all I want to work on at the moment. The only reason I'm working on it while we record is because I actually have to look at my crochet since this
I know,
requires
right?
me to double crochet in the single crochets and single crochet in the double crochets. I occasionally have to look down to see which crochet I'm working into.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
it's going to live there on the side. And that's some indigo from Barocco. That's what that yarn is. And yes, I'm
Nice.
keeping the ball bands to stick into my ball band tracker bin for the year. I'm going to write down the number of ball bands I use for the whole project and just keep one ball band with a giant Sharpie marker number on the front of it to tell me how many I used for the whole thing.
Nice. I'm like, oh no,
And
did I like throw out ball bands? No, I haven't thrown out ball bands. I've, for all the yarn I've wound, I've stuffed the ball band in the middle of the yarn cake.
that's good.
So when I
Yeah.
use up the yarn cake, then I can have the ball band.
Absolutely. That's the best way to do it. Sweet. All right. I only have what feels like 50 million things to go. I have two things on the floor to go. How are you doing?
I have one thing and an acquisition.
Well, in which case, that's a set of numbers. You go, I go, you go, I go, I go, you go, I'll go. I don't even know what rotation we're on anymore, but I feel the urge to
Go for
continue
it.
the enable Diana to cast on all the things project, which is
Cast on
apparently
all the things. Let's have it.
what I'm doing today. Now, I must stress, the pattern is very well written.
Okay, I
The
like where this story's
pattern
going.
is lovely. The problem is my brain pan. You want me to calculate a budget and go grocery shopping on the whim and stay? No problem. You want me to do taxes in my head? Not an issue. You want me to count to 132? Absolutely cannot do it. There's no reason why. Absolutely not. I messed up the first cast on so bad. I was 8 stitches out and I didn't realize it till I went to go connect it in the round and I was placing my markers and I realized I was 8 stitches out and I went, how can I count in my head while holding a conversation and cast on the exact correct number of stitches? But when the only thing I have to do is cast on, I screw up. This doesn't make sense. This is not
You want a full web
logical.
app? I can do that for you. You want me to count to two over and over again? Not
Absolutely
happening.
not. So the scrappy V sweater is a fingering weight short sleeve or long sleeve V-neck t-shirt sweater creation. I say t-shirt or sweater because at fingering weight, it could be either or. Like you could wear it as a t-shirt or as a sweater. And it's 24 stitches over 4 inches. So like it's a tight weave. You could just wear it.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. You'd have to be comfortable with V-necks because it's a fairly deep V. You do you, whatever you're comfortable with. Is designed for single skeins or scrap yarn. It's called a scrappy V for a reason. I happen to have single skeins of yarn. I happen to have a lot of skeins of single yarn. So I pulled out my oldest skein, my five oldest skeins of Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co., four of which were Songbird colorways.
Nice.
And the last one, not entirely sure what it is. But I cast it on, and I exactly have one cast on chain because it took me three attempts to count to 132. But that's okay. We got there. That's what counts. Oh my God. It's fine. I have read through the pattern. I know what rows I'm going to be taking out. They're going to be the short rows where there's no increases because the depth between where the depth between where it's supposed to sit and my shoulder edge is quite narrow. Because my depth in my yoke is quite small. It's the only place it's smaller than average. That's fine. That's just how my body is built. But it does mean in regular sweater yoke sweater patterns, I take the short row rows out. So I'm going to continue that trend and just keep taking the short row rows out. So I'm going to not do the short rows, which will change the overall way the sweater sits. Essentially, it'll be reversible because I'll have the front and back will be identical, right? But it'll fit me better. So that's why I'm going to do that. So I finally fine-tuned that in my brain. And using the first skein, which is like the darkest color I've got with these little pops of red, this is Red Wing Blackbird from the Songbird Club Colorways from 2022. Yeah, it was that many years ago because
Oh, I
last
know. I made
year,
some socks in that one. I made Mr. Diana some socks in that one.
Mr. Diana is not getting socks from me. He has a wife. He can bug her. I wouldn't even knit his brother socks. So that's not true. I would knit his brother socks, but I would make his brother go buy yarn. So that's going to be my cuff neck band hem. Like it's going to be that nice strong color to anchor it. And then after several pictures, much debate, and a phone call to my mother, in my
Mysterious.
Halloween bag, I have crammed, because technically this is not a sweater project bag. I'm just making it a sweater project bag. I have that kind of skills, people. I have crammed three more single skeins of yarn from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co.
I
Now, it
like this
is
color combo.
hard to describe because one skein has got white and red and yellow and a dark blue gray green color. And then I've got a tealy one and I've got another one with like blues in it, plus white and reds and yellow. Listen, they look great together. That's the important part. They're single skein, so I didn't know what to do with them. They're all variegated, so they will work great in the Scrappy V. And I don't have to think about it. I just have to wind these three balls up and I will label them as I choose. So essentially, I'll do my neck band and then I will randomly decide, probably with a dice, what color two will be, what color three will be. And then I will just rotate through the colors as the pattern calls for color changes. No thinking, wonderfully color variated stripes, and it'll all work together because I only need four skeins of fingering weight yarn to make a long sleeve. Fingering weight sweater t-shirt for myself. So I'm off to the races and I've used up stash. I've used up single skeins of stash.
Nice. Yeah, I gotta do more of
So
that.
happy. So I'm hoping this sort of inspires Diana to maybe also cast on a Scrappy V to help eat up some of her single skeins.
We were sort of talking about that, and I have three skeins in mind.
And I think that would be excellent. This also means that that one pattern can be any number. Like I could decide I really like it and make a second version. I could decide I really like it and I want it in solids and like go buy four skeins of solid color yarn that work well together. Like so much variation in the one pattern. Could get short sleeve. You could always stop at elbow length because who's going to stop you? Nobody. Full sleeve. And they have color versions where it's variegated and tweedy or solid and striped. And it looks so classy in all of them.
Yeah.
So classy. So giving it a shot. I don't remember the designer's name because apparently today is not the name for day for designer names to stick in my brain pan. But the pattern, which I've read through fully now twice, is wonderful. The problem is, as always, the human creating the pattern. It's fine. I have the right
Problem
number of
exists between
stitches.
keyboard and chair.
Probably exists between keyboard and chair. However, the right number of stitches are on so I can finally get started on the neck band. And we all know ribbing takes me forever and a hot minute. Thank the Lord, this is one by one ribbing. Added benefit, it actually writes out instructions to do a tubular cast on for you if you don't want a long tail tack cast on.
Oh.
So it gives you both sets. So you can either cast on long tail, and I did a German twist long tail because I like that cast on more than the tubular. But you like a tubular cast on. And this is
I do
written
like a
for
tubular. It's a very neat edge.
it is. This one is written with a tubular cast on or a stretchy cast on long tail of your choice. And I did a German one. So
Is it bottom up?
options. It is top down.
Ooh.
Yeah. The reason for the
I like
large
this.
cast on is because you're not doing a neckline, you're doing the V neck part all the way around. So it's a bigger head hole.
Ah,
Also
I think I
means
don't totally
fewer.
grasp the construction of this thing, but
That's fine. It's cast on top up, but you're doing your increases at your so you mark your V center point. And your start of round is your other V at the back. And then your increases are going to happen at your shoulders and your V.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. I think I get it. Is it back and forth for a while until the V is done?
It's got some back and forth for short rows, and it's a very interesting shaping technique. But when you're done, you have a V in the front and you have a V in the back. So it comes down to a V and goes up to your outer shoulders. And it's got ribbing, and then it moves into your color stripes for your shoulders. Then you
I
literally,
have
it's
some.
A top down. So you split for your shoulders, you do your body, you do your sleeves. same as any other top-down increasing. It's just a slightly different increase setup because it's a V-neck instead of a crew neck.
I've only done one other V-neck thing, so I'm not super familiar with the construction,
That's
but
okay.
it
Once you
sounds,
start, yeah, once you start reading it, you're
it'll
like,
make sense, yeah.
oh, yeah.
I've got
It's the same
some
with
purple
like,
and green combination from Indigo Dragonfly that I think
oh,
would stripe together really
I
nice.
think that would start together lovely. And you only
I bought
need
them with the
three.
intent that they would go together. I just didn't know what they wanted to be. I think maybe they want to be that.
Yeah. Well, just think about it. It's a light, fun weight sweater t-shirt we can wear podcasting. We can wear out. You can wear with your pants in the summer. You can like, they're so
Like a striped V-neck sweater. I'm very into it.
fingering weight stuff has so much versatility.
I need
So
more of it.
I needs more of it. So I agree. So I'm hoping that encourages you to do another cast on because I think that would be great. I apparently shoved lip gloss down the front of my shirt. I'm just gonna pull that out now because it's bugging me.
Good job.
Life, people. My life is a matter of interest. So now I gotta put my stitch markers in there again and do some ribbing. Which will take a hot second because ribbing. I'm gonna go back to the though, no word of a lie. The fiddly bits is in the cat bag you bought me for Christmas.
Nice.
I cannot, it, this is just, I cannot put this down anywhere. I had it in bed the other day with me and I was just, I had to put my foot up. So I don't have a couch. I have a chair. But if I lay with my legs out in a chair, my cat climbs on my legs and I don't want her on my legs when I'm resting my ankle because it hurts. But she will not do that when I'm in bed. She just lies beside me. Not if this is in bed with me. She lies on it.
The cat likes the cat bag.
The cat loves the cat bag. And if it's open, the cat puts her head in the cat bag. I'm worried she's going to warp the metal that forms the doctor part of the cat bag. Because she is aggressive with sticking her head in it.
I was not aware I was buying like a cat snuggle space when I purchased the bag.
I had no idea you were doing that either. She's not that into the Hello Bees bag. She's into project bags, but she's not that into the other project bags. I was like, okay, cool, she'll like it, right? We'll play around with it for a little bit, then we'll move on. Up till now, Walmart bags have been her favorite project bags because they're you can do this with your paw and they pop back up. So she could just sit this and do this paw motion and paw it down and it pops up. So it's like a toy to her. So I had no idea she was going to take after the cat bag that well, but oh yeah, we love the cat bags.
Your cat is an
Okay.
odd one.
My cat is a whole realm of I don't understand.
Unlike any other cat I've ever met.
She's unlike any other cat I've ever met, and I've owned cats a chunk of my life. All right. We are off to the races. Your turn. I only have one more thing to go.
All right. As we've been recording, I've been crocheting on the granny stripe blanket. I have just about finished. Here are my like 3 grams left of color 10, I think. Which
You put the
means
progress
I
keeper
am.
in, which is
I did
good.
put the progress keeper in. I just don't remember where in the row it is. It's in here somewhere. Which side is it in? And okay,
You
well, it's
picked
not
a
on
big
this
one
side, so it must
too.
be in. I did, but it's a big blanket.
It's
Okay,
a
here we
big
go. I
blanket.
found it. It was on the other side, so I couldn't see it. But if we hold that up, you can see I've got a few rows done.
Yeah, I can. Which is good. Otherwise,
Ta-da!
it's hard to see what rows you've gotten done.
I know, because the colors all blend together so nicely.
They're a beautiful blend.
Which
Oh,
means I am coming up on
yes.
halfway, half of the length, theoretically.
Well, yeah, because you have 24 minis.
Yeah.
So at 12, you're halfway.
So, this blanket might not be rectangular in the direction I originally thought, but you know what? It's destined to be a couch blanket. I'm just gonna go until it's done, and then there's a nice solid blue to do the outside in, and if it's square, that's fine.
Well, you know what you can do?
Find other blue minis.
No, we don't even have to do that. Take your, when you do your outside edge, do the granny shell stitch on the ends. Just do single crochet down the sides
Ah, to grow it on the ends.
to grow it on the ends more than you grow on the side.
That's a thought. Yeah, so I don't know what shape this is going to end up being at the end, but we're going to find out. So that's the advent calendar from Fireweed Fiber Co. a couple of years ago.
2022.
Yes.
I
And
remember.
the lovely ergonomic hook from Two Piece Hooking.
I love their hooks so much.
It's very comfy because otherwise I tend to like grip a lot with my pinky, which is fine for the first 3 hours, and then it suddenly becomes not fine.
It's
But
because
this stops me from doing that.
it's not so good for you.
It's not so good for me, and I don't even realize
Yes.
I'm doing it because I'll just like get into whatever I'm watching or listening to or whatever, and my hand just does its thing, and so I have to be very conscious about it, or I just use a tool that doesn't let me do it in the first place.
Use a tool that doesn't let you do it in the first place.
It's easier.
Much easier.
If only I could do the same thing with knitting needles, because that's also my problem with the fingering weight size knitting needles, is I will do the exact same thing. But
Silly
obviously you
person.
can't just make it thicker because then your needle's thicker. So then I have to like readjust my grip and do like the do the put the hook needle when I'm knitting, put the needle over my hand, and that just I can do it, but I don't like it as much.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Grumble, 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 bodies and ergonomics.
The problem is in the back of my head. I've got the Tip Tuesday universe. It's like, have you heard of ergonomics?
Right? I had so much fun making that.
It's
Like
just stuck in my
1940s
head.
tutorial.
It was so good.
Today we
Bobby's
are talking
such
about
delight.
ergonomics.
Oh, so good. all right. Things that bring me joy.
Me too.
Crazy
I enjoy making
pants.
silly reels.
Oh, guys, if you haven't tried Erin's Yarns, Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co., we do have a coupon code that you guys can use to
Oh
save
yes, we always
10%,
forget to say that.
which we really need to stop doing because it's there for people to
It's in
use.
the show notes every single week, but it is Northern Knits 10,
Yeah.
Northern Knits 10 for 10% off your yarn order. Go support a delightful dyer and small business. A
Oh,
small
yeah.
business, woman owned,
Yep.
all that good stuff.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff. Go
All the
support
good stuff.
Aaron.
Go support Erin. They are doing a lot of shows this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you happen to know if they're coming out to
They
Knit City
are.
Toronto?
They are.
Okay,
You should
we're
stop by
gonna
the
have a
booth and say
visit.
hi.
Obviously.
Obviously.
We'll discuss a visit.
Absolutely. They'll be busy because, Knit City. But Knit City,
Well, yeah,
Toronto.
obviously.
It means you can go, which is excellent.
I'm very excited about it.
I have a
My parents were
very.
talking about coming out for a visit that weekend, and I'm like,
No.
Sydney, could you maybe do it the weekend before or after?
I'm busy
So
that
they're doing it the
weekend.
weekend before because that's Mother's Day anyway.
Okay, that works. That works. I have a very tight cast on stitch here, even for me. Ooh, boy. Okay, I'm going to have to fight with that. The last thing I worked on, we should probably talk about that. I've been talking
We
a
should,
lot.
yes,
Let's
or you
drink out of
should.
the other mason jar. I need mason jar jugs. I need the ones with the handles for drinking.
You need like a gallon-sized mason jar with a handle and a straw.
Yes, don't judge me.
Actually, yeah, no judgment. I was gonna say it's a little judgment, but like actually, no.
No judgment.
They're pretty great.
They
I
fit
mean,
an entire
I have a
can of
milkshake
pop.
jug cup.
Well, if you think about it, if it's this size with the handle, this is a whole can of pop plus ice cream for an ice cream float. It is the
This is
perfect
half a liter of
size.
water.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll
And it
go
looks like a
through.
milkshake, and I get to be
Yep. It
this is the best random purchase at an anime convention.
is. I'm thinking I should get like a six pack of the ones with the jugs because then I could do like three sweet teas, three lemonades, or three, cold water with fruit cubes, like fruit infusion things. Like I could start bulk making those like a couple of times a week instead of every day when I want one. And then just store them in the fridge. Just saying, it'd be really good. Okay, I need a drink. I go through like two or three mason jars of water a day. I never dehydrated.
Same, or at least when I'm at home anyway, because the milkshake cup's always here.
Yes.
And you can't ignore a milkshake cup, but if I go out and about and I forget to bring a water bottle with me,
It's
ooh,
Friday.
problems.
Holy.
Brothers next.
Can you
Oh, wait,
hear that
that's
guy's music?
very slightly.
So loud. Oh
Oh my
my
gosh, I completely lied. That was color 8 that I just finished. I was thinking 10 because 10's the last color that I wound.
Oh, okay,
So I was
yeah.
thinking I'd just done color 10, but no, I wound 3 at once. So that was color 8. Never mind. I'm nowhere near halfway.
Yeah. And
I'm starting color 9, which
with
is the
that
darker blue.
combination, I know that super noisy car has passed. I cannot tell you what I think of the yarn for this project because this is for the first budget yarn. Let's try that again. This is for the first budget yarn review. I can English great. It is some loops and threads, soft and shiny. It is an acrylic yarn, but oh my God, it's shiny.
Oh yeah, my thing
Super
is downstairs.
floppy.
I can talk about it next week. Forgot about it.
You're doing great.
I am doing great. It's the
Great.
TV project, so it's downstairs.
I am making a snood. I am making an epic snood. I am making the epic snood by Alt Knots. She's a YouTuber here. She is delightful. She has a yarn dungeon. She calls us her goof. I love it very, very much. Also, love her aesthetic for her color choices. I couldn't find, it's called the Rag Doll Snood. That's because it absolutely looks like Sally's colors from The Nightmare Before Christmas, and everybody who's been here for ages knows I love me some Nightmare Before Christmas. However, Diana found this wonderfully bright colored
It's so shiny.
pop of color and shiny black rainbow sparkle, soft and shiny loops and threads, and we both agreed it had to be this snood, so we got it. It is here with me, and I have started creating this epic snood. It really should only taken me a couple of days to make it. I have gotten distracted with other things, but that is fine. It will get done. I am not worried about it. I do need to do all many, many, many more rows because it needs to be like 36 rows, and I'm like at 8, 9, 3,
Got a little ways to go.
let's say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm at like 12 out of 36. I have a ways to go still.
Just a little bit, yeah. I mean, you're almost halfway.
I did add a couple of extra stitches on the end to make it a little bit of a bigger opening for me. Again, I did this under the assumption that I am a slightly larger than the standard average girl size, which is perfectly fine. And I wanted a slightly larger head hole, given that I am slightly to the end of extra large in the head hole size department anyway. And I will probably end up adding a couple of extra rows again, just as a size dimension differential. So I do have space in the pattern to add additional rows if I would like to make sure that it is wide enough and long enough to fit me to the same drama epic levels as it does Alt Knots. So I continue. Am I super worried? No, guys, we're like halfway through March already. This is not something I will likely end up wearing till the fall, so it's fine, but I am gonna finish making it because this will look mighty epic with my white winter coat.
It'll look epic
Mighty.
with anything.
So I'm very excited, and I will talk more about the yarn obviously when we do the review for it. So there we go. Slow and steady wins the race. It's on a 6.5 millimeter crochet hook, so it is not like it takes long to do a row. The only thing that slows me down really is that it's black yarn. Like, even though it's shiny, even though it's rainbow sparkled, it's still black. I can still only do it for so long.
I was wondering about that, but I'm glad the shiny is the shiny helping?
Insofar as seeing stitches, absolutely not. Do I care? No, it brings me joy. The color is just, I have to remember
It's
that
shiny.
stresses my eyeballs, so I have to be careful when I do that, which is nobody's fault. I want it and I want it for me, so it's fine. Do I have all the yarn I need? Absolutely. I have so much shiny, soft and shiny in here. It's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. But it's not a work on everyday sort of thing, because again, eyeballs. It's a real thing. Okay, you have an acquisition, you said?
I have an acquisition.
I have chugged this water pretty hardcore. Talk about your acquisition, and then we should move on to other stuff.
So my parents sent my birthday present in the mail, and the cards said something about we sent you magic and cake. And I was extremely confused how they sent me magic and cake in a little post box.
Sure.
So the magic was the magic color changing hot chocolate.
Yes.
And the cake was a cake of Bernat blanket with a candle stuck in it. So it's a cake, a yarn cake.
You are too ridiculously pleased by this.
I am too ridiculous. It's the candle, right? The candle just makes it.
Yes, it
Anyway,
does. It's very cute.
I have a cake of Bernat blanket that gradients from white to purple, and I need to figure out what I'm gonna make with this because it's so squishy.
Bernat blanket is very squishy.
It's so nice, but I only have one.
You know what I'm thinking? Crochet cable purse. Which you don't have
Would
to use
this
as a
yarn hold up to
purse.
be in a purse?
Well, make it as a crochet purse and then use it as a project bag. A bag is a bag is a bag.
Ah,
How you use it is
a
your
bag is a bag.
choice.
It's
But
true,
if you
it's
make
true.
a cool crocheted cable purse and then you use it to store other yarn knitting projects. Yeah. Just
Yeah,
saying.
we'll percolate and think about things. This
Yeah.
is
It
soft.
is very
I might
soft.
also just make like some kind of amigurumi out of it.
That's a lot of amigurumi, my dear.
I know I can make a really big one.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
It's a big one.
In good news, we're on to the last chunks, which is always the admin stuff.
Yeah, do I have a
Always
word?
the admin. No, it's our birthday week. You get the week off. It's our birthday week.
I could do the word birthday.
You could do the word birthday, should you so feel inclined. However, I was like, nah,
I
it's
don't
actually your birthday today as we record. I know everybody else sees this on Wednesday, but that's not the point. The point is today is Monday. It is your birthday.
know. It's
So
my birthday.
you don't
I get
have
my
to.
birthday dance on Wednesday at dance class.
Yes, you do. Weirdo.
Oh, it's funny. West Coast Swing, when it's your birthday, you get the birthday dance, so you're the only person in the middle. In my case, I'm a leader. So I'll be the only leader dancing, and everybody has to come up and steal and be my follow. And so it's a steals dance, and there's always chaos. So I think I'm gonna pick Dance the Night from the Barbie movie.
Okay, I'm gonna go see
I think
that
that's gonna be
movie.
my dance.
I wanna watch that movie.
It's streaming on something.
Oh, I'm
I don't
sure it
remember.
is. But if it doesn't have described audio, there's no point in me trying to watch it.
Can't help you there, I don't know.
And I don't know if it's got described audio. So we shall see.
Hey, the music's good.
Music was quite enjoyable to listen to, so I have hopes. Well, if you use the word birthday, you use the word birthday. If you don't use the word birthday, you don't have to use the word birthday. But it is time for an unscripted Patreon ad, where we have reached the admin section.
If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we chat about all manner of things and give birthday wishes, because it's also the birthday month for the podcast. When
Is.
exactly the birth date for the podcast is a little nebulous, because there was about 2.5 weeks between when we recorded and when I figured out how to post it. So, March is the birthday month for the podcast.
Close enough.
There, birthday. Easy. We also have YouTube memberships for $2 a month, thereabouts, depending on your currency. You get access to extra gaming videos to keep you company while you craft. You just play some Stardew Valley and chat. It's a good
It's true,
time.
we do. Am I up? Is it my turn?
It's your turn, if you would like it to be.
As always, we super understand budgets. They're a real life thing. If you can't financially support us, don't worry. Liking, subscribing, commenting here on YouTube are beyond helpful for us. And if you follow us on other social media platforms, it's a great way to tag us and show us what you're working on. So, with all of the boring, we love you. Please follow us requests. We've got some things upcoming, some things ongoing, and some things that are starting. Because of course we do. That's how we function in
Always.
this world.
Close my
On
eye.
this
Carry on.
coming Tuesday, the following Tuesday from this podcast at noon Manitoba time, we will be celebrating the spring equinox.
On
Well,
the actual
technically,
equinox, I think.
on the actual equinox. Well, the equinox celebration for me will be happening a bit later in the day since it's registered something like 10:06 or something p.m. my time locally. At noon Manitoba time, we are going to do a cast-on party for the spring equinox craft with us. It is a 3/4 of the year we do seasonal craft longs where we invite you to sew, crochet, knit, spin, English paper piece, what woodwork, blacksmith, whatever craft floats your boat. Join us in a spring seasonal cast on for fun, for yourself, just because we can. Whatever spring means to you, whatever craft that means to you, everybody and anybody is welcome to join us. It's for fun. There's no prizes. It's just to make a thing and to share and enjoy everybody's hobbies together, which is for us the best part. What am I going to cast on? I'm not entirely sure. Diana almost has me sold on an emotional support chicken. Heavily contemplating it.
There's too
Heavily
many
contemplating
good
it. But
puns.
there's so many good puns. But there are other options or words. There
Yeah.
are other options. So I don't know yet. And I've got a few days left to decide. So I'm going to let it sit on that back burner in my brain pan and give it some thinking thoughts. Other things that are going on, the never-ending librarian or let along, because we never set a deadline, and when we don't set deadlines, it's just not good.
It will end
At some
when we finish
point.
ours,
Pretty much, yeah. I think I have to
which
recast this
is
on.
going to be a long time from now.
Yes, it
So don't worry
is.
about it. If you want to just jump in now, that's fine.
Totally
We're
have
not
time.
far ahead of you.
Totally fine. Oh gosh, you guys, it's crazy. Everything else we've got going on is pretty much other knit alongs and stuff that we're joining or we're thinking about joining. So, lots going on in that department. As usual.
As always.
As usual. So, hopefully, you guys are able to join along with us. As always, there are some dates for the month. Patreon members at $5 or more a month will have a Patreon e-knit happening shortly. It is the second last Saturday of the month. Otherwise, bonus content comes out when bonus content comes out, and since we don't know when that is, we don't know when to tell you.
Sometime.
Some point, extra stuff comes out. Just it depends on our work schedules and when we can get it dealt with, right? Otherwise, that's it for announcements, which man, I am happy to have a smaller set of announcements right now because we had some intense months there for a while.
Everything was happening. Fewer
Everything
things
was
are
happening.
happening. Fewer everythings.
I'll take it. I've got lots of other work stuff happening right now. I'll take a less stressful podcast schedule. Right. I think that's it. I think that's all the admin stuff. I think I just have to give up, realize that I've just cast this stitch on way too tight, and try this cast on again.
Oh no.
If it's too
Again.
tight, if it's too tight for me, it's too tight for anybody.
Oh, yeah. Third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm. Guys, I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget
And
to
don't forget
knit.
to knit.
Ah, the Cozy Up Knit Girls, we're talking about this podcast called The Wandering Pearl. I feel like that's my next stop today. I have to go check her out.
Ooh.
Apparently, she's organized to the yard. And I'm like, whew, yarn goals. Psh,
To the
yarn
yard.
goals. Yarn goals,
To
guys.
have few enough bits of yarn floating around where that's practical.
I don't think
Because
that's
it
ever
currently
practical.
is not.
No, for a project, when she's done a project, she knows like 273, like she knows right down to the yardage what she's used. Yarn goals. Okay.